Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There was some news. Free agent-wise, Trey Turner, the outstanding shortstop for the Los Angeles Dodgers, signed an 11-year, $300 million contract with the Philadelphia Phillies. Man, 11 years? He's good. He's not, you know, going to pay him for 11 years. Dave Dombrowski again, man. He just spend. That's a ridiculous contract, if you ask me. Good player. 11 years. And the New York Mets and Justin Verlander have reached agreement on a 2-year deal that will pay him approximately $86 million per season. It is the exact or very close to what Max Scherzer is getting from the New York Mets.
I think I brought this up a couple weeks ago, and you guys said, oh, no, he'd never be teammates with Max Scherzer.
You're right.
Again.
I was surprised because they did not get along, but I guess money talks.
Yeah. I mean, Chetta, make it all better.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I got to say that, because $43 million a year, they don't have to have lockers next to each other. They don't have to talk to each other. That to me in baseball, especially from a pitching staff point of view, is irrelevant whether you like another dude or not.
Was there ever really any disharmony between the two of them? I thought that was more had to do with Ilitch not willing to pay him
contract.
Throw.
Well, it was,
but that's not. I don't know if there was ever any friction between the two.
There was a little. Nothing public, but you heard stuff that they really weren't. Especially Scherzer wasn't that fond.
Well,
of
Max
Verlander.
Thought he was as good.
Well, yeah. Well, that's true. He was. And still is, probably, although Verlander had the great year. I think it's good.
Again, it was very Sergei Eisermanish.
Yeah, it was. He didn't want to pay him more than Verlander, and who suffered because of it? We did.
So if they win the World Series, is that what will make you barf from the Tiger era?
I don't know. By the way, Rick Porcello announced his retirement yesterday, too. How's that for symmetry? The three of them on the same team with the Tigers. So I'm glad you brought that up, because I was thinking about this. So you had Scherzer and Verlander together, especially in 2013, which obviously they made the World Series in 2012. 13, they didn't because of, the big Poppy game and all that stuff. But a lot of people, and Leland included, believes that's the best chance they had to win the World Series. Are the 2013 Tigers Detroit's most disappointing team ever? 248-539-9797. And I think it's number one, but there's a couple others that you could put in there. However, because the era did not end, like, they ended up winning, but like the 96 Wings, when they just dominated the regular season and then boom, they lose to Colorado. I mean, people were just crushed.
Well,
heartbroken. And then they ended up winning the following year when they really weren't favored to win.
Right. And so you look and you say, well, okay, they had that season, and it was crushing in the moment.
Right.
But then they followed it up with a Stanley Cup.
But
but
the question is most disappointing.
I'm getting to the point.
Yeah.
All right. So it's it's easier to stomach that 96 because that team did win a cup. But you go to 13, and it just nothing ever came of it. There was nothing before. There was nothing during. There was nothing after.
Right.
So I think you got to go with 13.
What about the 2006 Pistons? I mean, they had all those all-star. They were unbelievable in the regular season, and they ended up losing to Miami in the playoffs that year. Everybody thought they were going to go to the finals 3 years in a row.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with John. It's really hard to have this conversation without including the other season. If you're asking for a single individual season, it has to be the Red Wings that 96.
Right.
They broke the record for most wins.
Right.
But you also know you still got what you wanted, just like the Pistons gave you what you wanted.
Right.
Even though those are titles.
89 happened, yeah.
Those are titles left on the table. The Tigers never won, so to me, it has to be. But you're not wanting us to include it. It's impossible, still.
Yeah, I mean,
I know.
It's
but that's what I'm saying.
You can't
take out what you know
about. I mean, yes, the team was different. Some parts were different, but for the most part, the 96 Wings were the 97 Wings.
Right. The eras are different. Like if you wanted to compare the Tigers era to the Red Wings era to the Pistons era, obviously the Tigers era is most disappointing because they didn't win any.
Yes. Well, then that's the thing.
Right. But I'm talking about for one particular year, if you can think of, you know, it's hard. It's impossible to take that away from your brain.
Part of the impossibility is that, okay, lessons learned in 96 paid off in 97.
I think I have one.
Go ahead.
The Michigan State Middle Tennessee loss. Yeah. Everybody thinks that was Michigan State's best chance to win a championship. That team they were a two seed, but all the pundits were picking them to win it.
Weren't they a one seed the year they lost to UConn in the region final? Oh, they were a four seed, Greg says. Okay, but I thought that team had a better chance. What about the 2000? I'm going to make my years get screwed up. What about 2016 Michigan? They went and everybody thought they were going to go into Columbus and win. And
my viewpoint is
that was more of a disappointing or disastrous game.
They lived everything I thought about that team in that game. You know, I never thought they had the first down.
Right.
I never thought there was conclusive evidence, and I always thought Wilton Spate would hold them back. Right. And I can't believe to this day that he let Spate throw it out of the end zone.
My
I
bad.
Can't.
I meant the 2018 when they got 62 on them when they went in there as a favorite.
Mm-mm.
Okay. No. No, I mean, that hurt, yes. Still hurts. Witnessing that. But I think you look and I still think the 13 Tigers because and again you can't take out what the era what happened around it.
I know.
Because that's part of what it is. And I go back to and from my personal experience, in 96, we lost a game at Purdue and that helped us beat Iowa in 97. You look at the lessons that the Wings learned in 96, it was a great run, but there's some lessons that they learned about not winning in the playoffs and what they had to do. They made some adjustments, a player here or there, and then in 97, boom. So it's you can't – it's really hard not to have one without the other.
I
still feel like the only – well, first off, I think the 90s Lions at the beginning really had something in place.
Oh, yeah.
And they were victimized by some really unfortunate events on an offensive line. Free agency came into the league right after that. They had to spend money because it was all brand new to everybody in terms of, okay, you can't do it all in free agency.
Right,
but they tried to replace the offensive line because they had a roster ready to win in free agency. That cost them to not be able to re-sign guys like Ray Crockett.
Right.
It led them to get Mitchell over Moon.
Yeah.
I think they had I think in 91 they had a foundation, and I think the argument was always strong with Dallas that they were ready to go toe-to-toe,
and then they
got all the bad luck. I think the Tigers correct me if I'm wrong here, but the Victor injury maybe screwed everything up. Because let's say Victor didn't get hurt. You don't go sign Fielder, but then you've got that money to spend elsewhere to get that final piece.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But Fielder was good here.
He was, and don't get me wrong, but the team would have been constructed differently. And if Ilitch was always willing to
spend.
Push when it appeared that you had a chance to get a guy that would put you over the top.
Yep. All right, we have some ticket texts. 2005 Pistons was a huge letdown. They should have secured their legacy by going back to back, but they did make it to the finals. There's no right or wrong answer here, probably. The 09 Wings, so close, much closer than any Tigers team. But they won the year before, right?
Yeah, but you said that didn't
count. Yes, I know. That's a good one.
So only game seven loss at home in my life, I think?
Yeah, pretty much.
And it by any team? That was heartbreaking.
That was.
Max Talbot.
Mm-hmm.
Two goals.
Every Wings team that didn't win between 95 and 2010. Okay. 1987 Tigers, Don from Westland. Yeah, but like I said, there's no right or wrong answer. Yes, that was disappointing. But the fact the way they got there out of nowhere, really, to even get into the playoffs, was a joyous ride the last 2 weeks of the season we never thought we'd have, too.
But the Twins were an 85-win team.
I know. I know.
Back when rules were stupid, that they just rotated the home field advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Metrodome was the loudest I've ever been in a baseball stadium in my life. Year one, Matt Patricia's Detroit Lions. We were a playoff contender ready for the Patriot way just to crash and burn. That's a different way of looking at it.
I had the greatest loss ever, didn't it? Wasn't that the Chiefs game?
No, it was the second year, I think. Yeah. I still believe the 06 Pistons were a product of manipulation by the NBA and officials to get Miami in the finals because the ratings were so bad the prior 2 years because no one liked watching the Pistons score 75 points a game to win games outside of us here in Detroit.
No, people need to know that team self-inflicted itself with its attitude, and they blame Flip for anything that went wrong.
Right. And that team actually did score some points because Flip was much more offensive than Larry Brown.
Ben Wallace and Tayshaun Prince were different people in 2006 than they were in the previous seasons.
The 2003 Red Wings, great season winning the President's Trophy and then getting swept by the Ducks in the first round. Wow, that's a good one. Max got rightfully angry when Verlander started opening day right after Max won the Cy Young. That's right. I do remember that. That's Jan from Allen Park. 248-539-9797. That is the telephone number for Ticket Text as well. 97 won the ticket.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.